Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I'm looking for peace of mind, and I would like some good news. I would like to shift my attention and perspective regarding this election. I am affiliated with the political party that seems to be stuck on stupid. Any suggestions? So, the answer to this question is very simple. One of the easiest ways for you to notice what you want to see is for you to pay attention to what is happening that you like. Now, one of the things that might be helpful here, and you don't have to do this forever, you could just do it, let's say, for the next 4 weeks, is you could decide that it doesn't really matter what the affiliation that any one person has to any very particular political party, whatever movement, whatever ideology they might seem to espouse or ascribe to, that basically what you're interested in is just hearing things that you like. And that would mean clicking close on the browser. That would mean turning off the radio. That would mean turning the channel on the television until you find the good news. But again, we don't want you to go looking for good news. That's not what we're really saying. What we want you to think about is it possible that in the midst of what seems to be something very chaotic that you don't like, that what is quite possible is that there is emerging from within this change, this shift, because all things change, all things shift, there is emerging something that you actually want. We want to invite you to take this a little step further. What if what you did is you put yourself at the center of the universe, and you really did say, okay, all of this is happening for me, on my behalf, and to my benefit? If that's the case, then of course you would never need to push for a political agenda, for example. You just decide what you want to have, and then you step back and let everyone around you, however near or far they may be, deliver the manifestation of your desire. Because from a pure, and we're not talking about anything physical here, from a pure metaphysical perspective, metaphysical, every piece and part and every component of the physical universe is in fact serving you. There are going to be things you like, and there are going to be things you don't like. And it's really helpful to remember to just look at them in that way. Anything that you would have an additional idea about where you would say, well, I don't like that, and it's because of this, this, and this. This is an opportunity for you to change your approach to that. And instead of saying, I don't want that because I don't like what he did or she said or they did or they said, drop the personalities, drop the assessment, drop the evaluations, and focus on what you do like. And just use that as an opportunity. Use this as an opportunity for you to have more of what you're wanting. Now, one of the issues, of course, with the political philosophy is the idea that you need to affiliate yourself. We're not saying you shouldn't, but if you'll just bear with us for a moment, that you need to affiliate yourself with a political movement or a political party in order to show solidarity to yourself, to other people, to institutions, and say, this is the right way for this to happen. It's actually one of the least powerful things you can do. It's the baby's finger that moves the mountain. If you want something, decide that you have it. If you want to hear the good news, and if you want to have peace of mind, decide that you have it. Looking for it to happen to you through an institution, an organization, other people, or just simply another person is, of course, a lost cause. It won't happen that way. It might happen, but it won't happen because you're trying to pull it through them. The source of all of your good is, of course, your imagination, which is just an extension of the divine mind that sees all things perfect. In your imagination, you're sculpting your physical reality to become what you intend and want it to be. And at some point, you may want to look at the reality around you and say, okay, this is my creation. And of course, we wouldn't invite you to linger there. We would just suggest that you use that sort of as a jumping off point, as a bouncing off point, and decide, okay, well, now that I know that this is my reality as I have created it, here are the things that I want instead. And you're doing this all the time. You walk into a room and you sit down in a chair, and then you remember that you didn't go get the thing you got up to go get in the first place, so you get up from the chair. Now, the thing is you don't burn down the chair or kick it to the curb or decide that it's wrong and evil and incorrect just because you forgot the thing you wanted and you sat in the chair instead. But in politics, that sort of is the way things go, isn't it? That in politics, what you're supposed to be doing is toeing the line or pushing the line or dealing with the line or making sure other people do what they say they're going to do. And you evaluate them and judge them and base your opinion of them on their actions, which is not very helpful. Now, that doesn't mean you have to like people who are doing things you don't like. We certainly would never suggest that. And it's okay to look at someone doing something and think, I don't like this person. But keep it simple, keep it easy, and stay out of the evaluation game and out of the analysis game. Now, this is metaphysics. We're not talking about real politics. We're not talking about physical reality as an objective thing, because from our perspective, it isn't. You're right in the middle of the exactly right physical reality that is right for you. One of the things that is, of course, happening for you is you are, if you will notice, as our friends Abraham would say, shooting off massive rockets of desire for something better than what you have. Just because it looks like you have a binary choice or a small group choice, here are these four people running for this office or these five people, and it's likely that one of these two is going to win, and it's probably more likely that this one is going to win than not. That doesn't really mean anything. I'm not saying you could go to bed tonight and wake up tomorrow and live in a different country, although you could. We don't think that's what you really want. We think what you really want is to feel better about yourself in the midst of things that have nothing to do with you. And that's really what politics comes down to. There's nothing wrong with political movements. There's nothing wrong with political philosophy. There's nothing wrong with, you know, getting up and urging people to go in this direction or going downtown and manning the brigades and making sure that your voice is heard. All of those things, like anything else, are perfectly fine. There's not anything wrong with any one of those things. But it might be helpful. It might be very helpful for you yourself, who asks for peace of mind and good news, to shift your attention and perspective away from the horse race and realize that no matter what happens in the headlines, no matter what seems to happen in a faraway city, you live in a reality where it basically is centered right on where you are, and that is your reality, and that is what you're here for. You didn't come here for the management of an entire planet and the geopolitical structure therein, which sort of, we know you probably wouldn't think in those terms necessarily, but that's some of what your question is. Like, the country I live in is the most powerful country in the world, and the persons running for this particular office will be the most powerful person in the world, that one person. And that may or may not be true. And it doesn't really matter whether it's true. What we're saying is, it's probably not helpful for you to think in those terms, for you personally, not having to do with anyone else. Let everyone else have whatever ideas they want to have. And that's the thing that we would say is sort of, it's not counter-political, it's not apolitical, but it is off the political seesaw. It's neither left or right or up or down or right or wrong. You let other people have their ideas. Let other people say their words. Let other people do their things. Let yourself have whatever thoughts you have about them. You will find peace of mind coming up rather quickly. Because, of course, the lack of peace of mind has nothing to do with what other people are doing. It has to do with your resistance to what they're doing. And so when you let other people have what they're wanting and say what they're saying and do what they're doing, your peace of mind returns. Now, we know there's lots of extreme examples that come up in contrast that say, well, what about this and what about that? Well, you'll know what to do if any of those particular kinds of things happen. This is not necessarily a principle that you need to practice. It is a suggestion, however, in response to your question. Now, we do want to spend just a moment acknowledging the power of your question, because it does seem like you are in a system, and we see it in your vibration, that you are in a system that's locked into this particular kind of sort of binary way of looking at things. But the truth is there's really no binary here at all. There's just ideas that pop up. Sometimes they're on a piece of paper, and sometimes you go to a particular place, maybe in November, and you press a button, or you mark an X on something, and you hand your piece of paper over to someone, they fold it up and put it in a box. And then in a few days, you find out the results of your effort. Maybe you ignore this situation completely. Maybe you don't participate at all. It doesn't really matter. This is a metaphysical conversation, not a political one. In the metaphysics of everything, the reality that you have created for yourself is very powerful. We very much invite you to notice that it is you at the center of your universe, with your perception, that makes this an amazing experience, whatever it is. Because we have no idea what you're really talking about. We see how you feel about it. We see where your vibration sits, but we don't know the details, nor are we interested. What's interesting to us, what's relevant to us, is the fact that you started your question off very simply. I want peace of mind. You can have it right now. A simple way to do it might be to turn off the television, turn off the radio, turn off the web browser, and turn on something inside of you that leads you to something that feels better, that may or may not have anything to do with politics. Don't eschew politics because it's a bad topic. That's not what we're suggesting. And don't even turn off the TV or the radio or the web browser because you're addicted to it. Just pay attention to what feels better. But remember, at the heart of all of this is you are creating your reality, and you've just stumbled into something you don't like. And you have an opportunity right here and right now to make a new decision. And it can be a very powerful one indeed, if you are willing to let it. Very simple, very easy. Just a matter of paying attention to what feels better next. So, that is the answer to your question. We thank you very much. A very powerful question indeed.